Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a three-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a four-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys. Hi, this is Kate, and I just wanted to let you know about a new product that I fell in love with, and I want you to have it too, and you can get a special deal on it right now. It's a wonderful sanitizer that really cleans, hospital grade. They use electricity to do it, and it's really natural, and it's not sticky. It doesn't have alcohol in it. It's just an amazing new product, and it's concentrated, so you actually get tons of bottles of it for a really low price, and it stores well for prepping. So I would highly recommend this and get it while you can. Instead of $250, you can grab it for $44. This is at the bottom of my homepage. You can find the little ad on the bottom of my homepage, katedallyradio.com. Click on it. You'll love this product.
We need a new kind of clean. To do that, Clean Start combines two of nature's most powerful forces, water and electricity, to produce electrolyzed water, or HOCl. HOCl is your body's first internal response after an infection or trauma. In fact, it's significantly more effective at killing bacteria, viruses, mold, and mildew than bleach or other household cleaners. Clean Start's globally patented tablet-based hand sanitizer turns any quart of tap water into FDA-approved, alcohol-free hand sanitizer and registered wound care solution to a new kind of clean. Clean Start.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
And nobody calls you on the phone. Don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like crying?
Love it.
Here I am, honey.
Cry to Me by Jason Manns. It's got a great voice. So I'm back with you. Of course, get over to MyPillow, but you have to do MyPillow.com/Kate, and you could take advantage of the slippers. You guys, MyPillow has never done it for this price before on the slippers, and everybody that puts their feet into them, my husband loves them too, is just blown away by how amazing these things are, and it's worth it. Trust me, it's $90 off on these slippers. This is a great gift for Father's Day. They're going to end it soon, though, because they've been blowing these out and people have been buying them. And so they're running out of stock. Go up in size a little bit if you're between sizes, because they do run a little small, I've found. But they have slip-ons and moccasin styles, and you can actually wear them out. And they're so cushy and amazing. You'll love these. They're really great for your feet. And they were designed by a company that understands footwear. And also, they were designed to take away fatigue. So these are definitely worth it. Also go to MyPillow.com/Kate. For that deal. Okay. And then go to preparewithkate.com. Right now they have some specials going on, $150 off. They have the 3-month supply. They have a 4-day supply, all kinds of different deals on that right now. And you do need to get some food storage. Please do that. Preparewithkate.com. And then you can, once you get in there, preparewithkate.com, you can add to that order too. And they have where you can buy 6-10 cans of things to bake with, freeze-dried eggs and dehydrated milk and all the ingredients that you would bake with, and flour and everything else. And then they have ones that are, and flour is hard to get right now, which is kind of interesting, right? But they have ones for breakfast, and they have all kind, and they're $127 for a lot of food and a lot of servings. Pick those up right now while you can for the discount, because you're getting a huge discount because you're going through preparewithkate.com. Okay. It's important. So because you guys are obviously such an intricate part of this show, and I can't do the show without you, I want to get your take on Henry and Henry Mako. And henrymako.com. He's written a lot of books about the Illuminati. I think if anyone understands the Illuminati, the protocols of the elders of Zion, it would be him, because he's definitely written a lot about this. And he also has some different takes on things. He's willing to talk about the thing that I was actually told when I started radio, oh, you can't mention Israel. Can't mention that country. And I was always like, why? Why is anything off limits? What's going on with that? It doesn't even make sense. To me, it didn't make sense. As I was sort of embarking down this trail of research that you guys have joined me on, and I appreciate that. And so I'm always open, and I'm always open to questioning what I know, what I think I know. Right? Well, shouldn't we always be? Because I'm always curious. What do I not know? Right? So Henry was surprised at the kinds of guests I have on the show. Because he was like, wow. I mean, he really didn't expect, like, we have a huge array of guests. And he was actually kind of surprised at that. He was actually surprised that I agreed with his take on feminism. Because most women don't. And we've been trained not to. We've been trained girl power and all these ridiculous things that don't matter and that are to the destruction of the family. So I was actually quite surprised that I actually really agreed with him on everything he says about feminism. But I wanted to get your take on some of the other subjects he brought up. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
He was awesome.
He's good.
It's Mike.
Yeah.
And I think you're the most courageous host on the radio.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Because what we always have to dance around that subject.
I know.
But we all know. But if you look at the evidence and everything that's out there, everything he said was accurate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want to say something else real quick.
Okay.
When you're asking about why they tell us, why they have to tell us what they're doing and things like
uh-huh.
that, I think it goes along with free will. I think we as human beings, our free will is at once beautiful, but it's also terrifying.
Sure,
okay?
Sure.
With what we can do with that free will. There's
okay.
a lot of power in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you recall back when Satan was wanting to go after Job in the Old Testament, and God basically gave him permission to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, this is what I think, that right now, the overarching theme of what is going on, zoom out from everything, and what is going on is Satan's plan is to try to crush our free will, to eliminate it to where we have to obey and worship him,
mm-hmm.
which is a complete violation and a 180 direction from what God does.
Right.
God honors our free will. He never forces himself on us.
Right.
We have to choose to join with him, to love him, everything like that.
I'm with you. I'm so with you on
awesome,
that.
Awesome, awesome, awesome guest.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really, I really appreciate that. Thanks. It's interesting because I know that people will consider him very controversial. I get it. But I always think it's important to listen to these guests and just listen to what they have to say and why, most importantly, why they're saying it. What brought them to those conclusions? I think that's the most important part of the conversation. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. You're on, caller. You're live.
Hello.
Hi, you're live.
Sorry about the background noise. Henry, did you grow up in a traditional Jewish home?
Did he?
Yeah, did
he? I think he did.
Brother Nathaniel Kaplan.
I think he did grow up in a traditional Jewish home.
So what was the private conversations behind the scenes about Christianity and things of that nature? Was it kind of poo-pooed? Was it taken seriously? What was the conversation like?
With him about Christianity?
Yeah.
Well, I think...
Because,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I think actually he's very pro-Christian because he sees the Christians being demolished in this scenario. And he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, No, I agree. So what I'm talking about, Brother Nathaniel Kaplan was converted to Christianity from Judaism because his parents would not let him utter the name of Jesus in the home because of the hatred they had for Christianity. Just wondering if he had encountered any of that.
We didn't get into that, actually. We didn't get into that. Maybe we should have. And maybe I said I would have him on again, and he was actually really glad about that. And so maybe we'll have him on again, and we can ask. Yeah, he's gone now, but we can ask. Thank you for that. I mean, I'm always open to questions, too. And the next time we have him on, we'll have him on soon, too, because he's got some very interesting takes on things, I think. I think he needs to be at least heard. And he said that this was probably the closest thing to mainstream that he's ever been invited on, which I was actually like, and I'm not mainstream, but as far as being live on the dial, I don't know that anyone live on the dial has ever asked him to come on the show before. So I'm really glad. I'm actually glad to do that because I really want this to be a forum for free speech. Everybody should be for free speech. Everybody should be for, well, why do you think that? And that's an interesting conversation to have. I mean, why are we not more like that? You know, we get sort of in our corners on things. And I always say we should definitely keep open minds because the level of propaganda in this country over the last 120 years, especially, but you could really go back 200 years in this country alone and just really spell out the things we've been lied to about. It just makes me realize how much we don't know or how much we think we know, but we really don't know the whole big story in context. Does that make sense? So that's why I always try to stay open and I don't become very clenched fisted on, well, this is what I think, because honestly, depending on what I'm studying, that does change from time to time now, because I am absorbing more and more information, and I just hope we're all open-minded enough to always listen to what somebody has to say about their research and history. I hope people are open-minded to me. You know, I get a lot of backlash. I even had somebody contact me and go, you had a guest on that's talked about Big Pharma, so I'm never listening to you again. And I'm like, what guest are you talking about? I don't even know what they're talking about. And I don't think I have had a, have I had a guest on about Big Pharma, like promoting Big Pharma? I mean, that would be kind of what I wouldn't do. Maybe they were listening to another show. People get Dana and I mixed up often because of our voices. But at the same time, I don't mind the hate mail too, because I'm always learning from everybody. I would hope that we all are, but I always realize that I'm in the learning process and that that is never going to change, because I mean, there has to be humility in that, in saying, okay, I might not know everything and maybe I've made my mind up about things that aren't true. I have to be open to having somebody say, you know, hey, what about this? And does that fit? Does it make sense? And, you know, what does that little voice inside of you say as far as the little truth-ometer? You know, we all have that. And that's why the things of the world don't make sense. And that's why the whole thing down in Texas doesn't make sense. When Henry said, I don't even comment on false flags anymore. There's no reason to. And that's true. They are getting more obvious. The false flags are getting more obvious. And then if you question, you're just bullied. So we should look at that and say, wow, we should question even more. But people will shy away from questioning things because of that. I get bullied in don't say that. How can you say that? Well, it's easy because there's too many questions. And so there you go. It would be dishonest if I didn't come out and say, I have a lot of problems with what just went down and what we're told to believe, because the two do not match up. The timeline doesn't work. And then, of course, the FBI comes out and goes, oh, we have to change that to loose-ish. Be more loose-ish in our timeline. I'm sorry, you guys were exact on the minute it happened, and now you're not? That's very strange. So you should be questioning all these events. But it was interesting when Henry said, and he even said on the break, I'm not even going to go there, because why? If you haven't figured it out by now, we've had so many of them. Look at 9/11. Can you really go with the official story? Are we that dumb? We saw the towers fall and you've seen demolitions, right? So, you have to get to the point where you're just seeing this and you're understanding from the get-go that, yep, probably a false flag. And then I think to myself, should I even keep talking about false flags on the show? Just because I'm kind of in his camp where it's like, look, how many of these do you want me to spend time on when I think that almost every single one of them are a false flag? Think about this. You didn't have some random person walking into a school to commit a shooting like that. It was always against a person that they wanted to annihilate, not just randomly going in to shoot people up. That did not happen. And it happened once, you know, since the government's been able to get a lot of mileage out of false flags and be able to turn the public into, you know, believing all of this or bullying people. It's amazing how many false flags we actually have now. Look at the whole last few months, right? I'll be right back. I'll take your calls when I come back. And I have a little story for you that's a little more upbeat. How do you like them apples? I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Just need a place to go where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? Just smiled and shook my head and no was all he said. Take a load off.
Hi there. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Oh, glad you're joining me, by the way. Zelenko's product, you need to get that. And that's on the bottom of my homepage, katedalyradio.com. You can actually go there. All the links are there. Preparewithkate.com is there. It's under My Patriot Supply. You can go to Clean Start. That's a wonderful product to get and something everybody should have for off-grid, for camping, for your food storage. Absolutely. Just make sure that you're going there. And a code word is always Kate, so that's easy, right? MyPillow.com/Kate to get the slippers, those kinds of things. All right, let's take some really quick phone calls because I want to share something with you. Go right ahead, caller.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
I had never heard of your guest you just had on, but I found what he had to say interesting up until the point where he kind of made reference towards Alex Jones being controlled opposition.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say that I think that would have to make anybody who's affiliated with him, including you and mm-hmm. John Rappaport,
mm-hmm.
I think they would make you go along with that, you know?
Sure.
So what does that say against you mm-hmm. and people who are credible?
Mm-hmm.
I know you had mentioned previously at an earlier date that Stu Peters works for a company that may be affiliated
Ops-Lens.
With the CIA.
Ops-Lens.
That might have some backing
yeah.
to it. You
yeah.
know? But, I mean, just to make claims like that, though, and I went on his site and it referenced his interview with Pierce Morgan, and he said, oh, he was belligerent and, mm-hmm. you know, he kind of acted like a lunatic defending the Second Amendment. But that's just how he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could say that, but
sure.
I would say he's just very passionate about upholding his rights and the rights of everybody else.
I think we take in all the information, and I think that you decide, I think with the truthometer and all of us, what's true, what's not. And I'm not bought. I know John Rappaport's not bought. There's a lot of people that are not told what to say. There might be people that self-censor, maybe due to sponsors,
right.
maybe due to certain things. And I've actually appreciated the time I've had on Alex Jones. Because they have not controlled anything I've said or anything. And that says a lot about them
yeah.
that they haven't said that to me or done that in any way. And that's why I continue to do it. So you do bring up a good point. It's really hard to know. Do I say everyone's disinformation? No. But I also understand that when you have large audiences too, there might be places you don't sit and talk about 9/11 and you're not going to talk about the details. I don't hear Glenn Beck talking about I worked for Glenn. You're not going to hear a ton about 9/11. You're not going to hear a ton about some of the problems with the false flags making sense. There's a lot of places you're not going to go. Do they do that because of the sponsors? Do they do that because, you know what I mean? There's lots of reasons, and that's why I'm trying not to brush it with a broad stroke. But I do want people to know that stuff is censored, whether it's self-censored, censored for certain reasons, who knows? Not always nefarious. Sometimes it's because the sponsors don't want to tick somebody off. You know, you never know.
I understand that. And so, I don't think John Rappaport or you would have anything to do with somebody with all the research that you guys do.
Yeah.
Knowing that they're connected with the deep state somehow.
Right.
And pushing that nefarious agenda.
Yes.
Now, when you say controlled opposition, I would think like Sean Hannity.
Yeah, he wears his little CIA pin.
Like pushing this vaccine.
Yeah.
But they want you to be on the right side, yet they're interviewing Mike Pompeo.
Yeah, for sure.
So, CIA is not bad. Let's hear their side of the story, Mike Pompeo.
Yeah.
What's your take on it? Like, obviously, he's going to be a show for the deep state.
Right.
And he's going to go along and say their narrative.
Well,
and it's just going to confuse people.
Hannity wears a CIA pin.
And they want to feel bad for him.
No, you're right. And I just said, Hannity wears a CIA pin. I mean... Like, I mean, come on, you know, but thank you. I love the phone call. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks. Really appreciate it. And look, I always try to be fair. I'm just knowing the world we live in and knowing a lot of the sponsors and who they owe money to and everything. I mean, there's just a huge trail of stuff to work through. Okay, but this is where the truthometer comes in, right? And there's a lot of things said on the Alex Jones show that aren't said on other shows. So you got to give him credit for that. There is a sense, too, of making us look a little nuts, which it's not nutty to question and have good questions and bring up things that are being said that don't make sense. See, but there's a lot of people out there that want to make asking questions, you know, make it look nutty too. So anyway, with that being said, let's shift gears for just a moment, because I thought this was a really sweet story. There's a lot of different songs and so forth, and I always like to know the truth of all things, right? And that's kind of what I'm always after. But there was some funny things I came across, and I wanted to share these with you. So the song Midnight Special, I play that a lot, right? This one. Midnight Special is kind of an interesting one because there's a story behind it. It started out as a traditional folk song, but it was believed to have its origins in prisons in the American South. Okay. And since then, the song has been covered by all these artists, right? And it was really about a 1923 Houston jailbreak. Now, it's been made into, obviously, by other bands, another song. But it was believed that it was basically a stint in the Sugarland prison. And the version of that song referred to a time as the Midnight Special legend. And the Midnight Special was a train that traveled between Houston and San Antonio. And the world would pass the Sugarland, the train would pass the Sugarland prison at midnight each day of the week, and it was the arrival of the headlight shining right into the prison cells, and so they would call it the Midnight Special. Shine a light, right? Shine the ever-loving light on me. That's what that was really about, and I thought that was kind of an interesting take on Midnight Special, because I play it all the time, and so I always want to know the truth of these things. Also, Yesterday, All My Troubles Seem So Far Away. When you think about that song, think about McCartney talking about these nonsensical lyrics. Scrambled eggs, oh my baby, how I love your legs. That's the Yesterday, All My Troubles Seem So Far Away. And basically, when he did it on the piano, it was scrambled eggs, oh my baby, love how I love your legs. Kind of interesting. So when you hear that song, I just want you to think about that. Like the Beatles' Ticket to Ride. Ticket to Ride was an allusion to the cards that carried by the Hamburg prostitutes in the mid-60s. And it indicated that they were disease-free. And so you had a ticket to ride. Terrible, terrible. True, though. So But there was one that struck me that was really kind of sweet, and it has to do with Simon and Garfunkel, so I wanted to share this with you. But Hello Darkness, My Old Friend, The Sounds of Silence, Sound of Silence. Everybody knows the iconic song, but it, 62 years ago, when Art Garfunkel, Jewish kid from Queens, enrolled in Columbia University, and his freshman year became friends with Sandy Greenberg, and they were best friends in college. They were roommates. And soon after college, Sandy was struck by a tragedy in which he started to lose his eyesight. And so this kid with this bright future was suddenly couldn't see. And so Sandy was so devastated, he fell into this deep depression, and he gave up his dream about becoming a lawyer, and he moved back to Buffalo. And Art Garfunkel basically just showed up at his front door, and he wasn't going to allow his best friend to give up on life. So he bought a ticket, flew up to Buffalo unannounced to visit with him. And he convinced Sandy to give college another go and promised to be right by his side. Really, literally, so that he would be sort of his eyesight, okay? And so Art kept his promise, and he faithfully escorted Sandy around campus, and he was serving as his eyeballs, okay? And it was really important to Art that Sandy, as he had been sort of plunged into this world of darkness through the loss of eyesight, that he didn't want him to feel alone. And so Art started calling himself Darkness, to demonstrate his empathy to his friend. And he'd say things like, "Darkness is going to read to you now," you know, and tried to organize his life and really help Sandy. And so one day they were at Grand Central Station, and Art suddenly left his side, and it forced Sandy to actually gain some independence by struggling through the situation where he was tripping and didn't know where he was. But he gained confidence, and he didn't realize that Art had been right alongside of him the whole time. But Art wanted to kind of get him into a situation where he could have a little bit more reliance on himself. He ended up going back, getting his graduate degrees, and then when Art Garfunkel and Paul Simon needed some cash, quick cash, to start their singing career, they needed some money, and Sandy gave them some money. Sandy had married, Sandy became a lawyer, and ended up funding that project with the money he had in the bank. He loved his friend that much. And I thought that was really sweet. The sound of Sounds of Silence became a number one hit that same year. And when he gave him pretty much all the money in his bank account, Sandy gave Art all the money in his bank account. Didn't realize that. I've come to talk that they were going to be number one with this song. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. That was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone. Great song, right? And so now we understand a little bit more about the background to that. I always love the background of things. I'm always intrigued by history. And of course, when you're listening to all the different lyrics of all these songs, you start to realize that there's usually a backdrop or a backstory. And that's what I'm always intrigued about, are what are the backstories to a lot of these songs? It's kind of funny because like Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple, that came about when a band was at the Frank Zappa concert in Switzerland. Frank Zappa was very controlled, by the way, by the CIA. I don't know if people realize that, as controlled as a lot of the rock bands of that time, but he was kind of at the helm of those rock bands that ended up in that canyon, Laurel Canyon. But someone in the audience shot a Roman candle onto the ceiling mid-show, causing this massive fire, and there were no injuries, but the building burned down to the ground, and the members of Deep Purple sat in the nearby hotel room while firefighters tried to get rid of the flames, and they noticed that the Lake Geneva was completely engulfed by a haze, so Smoke on the Water came out of that. So I thought that was kind of interesting. We all know Sweet Caroline was about Caroline Kennedy. Neil Diamond's, he finally alluded to that in an interview. What else? There's so many different songs. I'm trying to think. Harry Nilsson wrote the song "One Is the Loneliest Number." It's been done by a couple of bands after trying to call someone and get a busy signal. And for those of you who have heard a busy signal before, it sounds like, you know, bing, bing, bing. And so he stayed on the line and used the signal tone, and that tone became the opening notes of that song. I thought that was kind of interesting. Hey Jude was actually Hey Jules for his son, Julian Lennon. Paul McCartney wrote it for Julian Lennon, for Lennon's son, and who was going through a difficult time. But Jules Lennon didn't even know that, didn't know the song was actually written for him. So that was kind of, I thought that was interesting. "What I'd Say" by Ray Charles, that came from a moment of improvising at the end of a conference. He just didn't have any songs to play, and so he made up the song "What I'd Say" on the fly. I thought that was kind of interesting too. And then of course, well, there's so many different ones I could comment on. "Bad Moon Rising," that was kind of an interesting one. Fogerty came up with the opening riff and tried to put the chords and the melody together because he'd found a book of song titles back in the late 60s. And he remembered seeing an old movie, The Devil and Daniel Webster, in which a hurricane struck, blowing the houses around. So that's why it said, "It looks like we're in for nasty weather. I hear hurricanes a-blowing. I know the end is coming soon." Talks a lot about that. But there's a lot of those, and sometimes I just like to share kind of the truth about music, the truth about songs. That's why I talk about Laurel Canyon. I talk about a lot of different... I think, you know, music has been more manipulated than people think it has. And agree with me or not, it doesn't matter. I'm just sharing with you research I do, songs and what have you. But yeah, Laurel Canyon, the 60s, that was all brought about... some major manipulation that all landed at one time for a reason. They all landed in Laurel Canyon for a reason. A lot of their parents were in the CIA and working for intelligence organizations. Anyway, that's a whole other show. What am I doing? All right, be faithful, be fearless. See you back here on Tuesday. We're out Monday, rerun playing, and I hope you enjoy it. And then, of course, see you back here on Tuesday. Everybody have a really great weekend with your families, I hope, or away from the media. All right, everybody have a good one. See you back.
When was the last time you went through a drive-thru? Now, when was the last time you ordered fruits or vegetables from their menu? That's the problem we are facing every day. Unhealthy, processed foods are readily available at every street corner. But it's getting harder and harder to get whole, natural produce into our diets. That's why Balance of Nature exists. Balance of Nature is a special blend of fruits and vegetables chosen to provide the highest nutritional value possible. By taking just 3 fruit and 3 veggie capsules, you get the equivalent of all of the recommended servings of fruits and vegetables in just a few seconds. Get fruits and veggies into your diet today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going online to balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KATE.
Hey, everybody. This is a special you need to be aware of for Father's Day. Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives, but he didn't stop by just creating the best pillow. Now he's done it again with My Slippers. Now, listen, this is the first time he's ever done this and gone this far, but for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year is not going to last, so you've got to order right now, and you can order in time for Father's Day. He took over 2 years to develop these slippers. They're designed to wear inside and out. It's like walking on pillows, you guys. It's amazing. It's impact gel plus foam to prevent fatigue. And it's also made with quality leather suede. So happy to be able to bring this to you. But what a deal that is. $90 off the My Slippers. You're practically getting them for free. So make sure you order up for Father's Day. I promise you, he does not have slippers like these slippers. Get them for the man in your life. They're going to love them. In order to get this special deal, you have to go to mypillow.com/Kate. MyPillow.com/Kate. If you just go to MyPillow.com and put in the word Kate, you're never going to get this deal. It's only for you listeners, and it's for a very limited time. They're doing a blowout. MyPillow.com/Kate brings you right to the link to get that deal.